If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. First, let me just say this. I do not watch the news. I absolutely do not, on any circumstance, in any situation, ever watch the news. I don't even have cable, to be honest, because I don't really watch TV. If anything, I might watch Netflix every now and then. So I don't have cable. I don't watch the news. I don't read the news. Like, I don't read news articles. And my reason is ignorance is bliss, honestly. Like, it may not be the best thing to some people to be that ignorant. To me, it's like the best thing in the world. I honestly don't know what's going on in the world. I have no idea what the latest updates are with COVID. I have no idea if, like, I literally don't know what's going on in the world. And that might sound crazy to some people, but let me tell you, I am flourishing. I am flourishing. Because let me tell you, there was one time I tried watching the news before work. So I was still in bed and I turned on the TV, and this is literally what I saw. First thing in the morning when I woke up. Number one, there was an attempted robbery in someone's house. 2 people got killed. Number two, the stock market is crashing, or whatever. Some negative news about finances. Number three, there was an accident on 285. A trailer basically collapsed in the middle of the highway or whatever, and a whole family died. Like, I hadn't been watching the news for 10 full minutes. And already I heard about so many deaths and then an accident on the highway that I had to take to get to work. Like, and if you know anything about 285, you know, that's like the highway for all of the trucks. So if you drive on 285, it's not uncommon to see a bunch of trucks and trailers and, you know, those like really big vehicles that I just don't like driving next to because it's kind of intimidating, to be honest. So I'm already seeing that the highway I have to go on had an accident that killed people. Like, do you really think that's the first thing I want to see as soon as I wake up? Like, hear about all of these deaths and an accident on the road I have to drive? Like, I was literally almost in an accident one time with a truck because I was trying to merge and the truck was speeding and they literally almost killed me. And then now I wake up and I see one just killed the whole family. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, the news rarely ever has anything good. So to start my morning hearing about all of these people that died and then accidents on roads that I have to now take in a few minutes to get to work, like, that was really bothering me. Like, while I was about to get on 285, I was so concerned because I just kept thinking about the accident. Like, That's what I mean. Like, that's why I don't watch news, because it's always something negative and it's just too much, honestly. I just don't watch it or read about it or anything. If it's that important, it usually makes it to social media and then I hear about things then. But for me to sit and watch the news and hear about all of these deaths and crime and all of that, I just, no. It's a no for me, guys. And as for social media, let me tell y'all, in case you don't know me, right? I'm Black. And we all know what's been happening with, you know, police brutality and all of that, especially in 2020. And let me tell you, every single time I opened Twitter last year, it was always footage of Black people being beaten to death or tear gassed or shot, murdered. It was always something, right? And that was very, very, very triggering for me. Like, it was weighing heavy on me. Every single time I opened the app, I saw another video. And it got to the point where we are obviously kind of numbed by it. So it's kind of like we're used to it, but still seeing it. And that was just too much for me. Every single time I opened the app, I saw something negative. And at first it was hard for me to take a break, because it's like you want to be in the know, but then it weighs heavy on your mental state seeing Black people being killed so much in the media. And it was just hard, honestly. So I had to start taking breaks from it. And fast forward to now, I don't really see those videos anymore. Or when they do show up, people usually say like trigger warning in their tweets, and I just avoid them altogether because I know how it will make me feel. Remember, I said I'm an empathetic person, so I avoid it altogether. But now I noticed that every time I went on Twitter, it was always something negative. Like, it was always, even the people I followed, people were always being negative. People were always complaining. People were always talking about being broke and not paying bills, or men are trash, or saying negative things about men and talking about the worst dates that they've been on and how they got played. And it was just negativity after negativity after negativity. It's complaining, death, oppression, broke energy. Like, it was just too much for me. Like, I felt like Twitter was a place everybody went to just complain and rant. And I felt like where I am at right now, trying to be positive and only having positivity in my life, I felt like I just needed to get off the app. So at first I started taking breaks every now and then, like every few days. I would only check it for maybe like 10 minutes. And every time I went on, it just confirmed what I was saying. Negativity, negativity, negativity. So then I would take longer breaks, but I didn't want to deactivate my account fully, because let's be real, all of the funny jokes and memes come from Twitter, and then they make it to Instagram and like other social media pages. So when something is trending, Twitter is very funny, but apart from that, it's just like a bunch of negativity, a bunch of complaining. So I felt like I didn't want to be on the app, because every time I went on it, I would leave in a much worse state than I was when I first opened it. So that was sad, seeing that it was something that was always so funny. And I guess I could just follow different people, but I really don't feel the need to do all of that work on Twitter. So I just deleted the app. Like, that's what I ended up doing. I didn't deactivate my account, but I deleted the app. And now my new thing is TikTok. And I remember when I used to be one of those people who said, you know what, TikTok is a fake Vine. It's a bootleg Vine. I would never download it. It's childish. Girl, let me tell you, I will go on TikTok thinking, okay, let me just spend 1 or 2 minutes. 3 hours later, I'll be like, where did the time go? And that happens a lot because it's so funny and so entertaining. And I feel like it really uplifts my mood. Like if I'm bored or if I need to laugh, I can go on TikTok and I will literally be screaming. So I replaced Twitter with TikTok. And then also on Instagram, here's the thing. On Instagram, I used to follow a lot of people who didn't necessarily post anything inspiring. And then some people I just didn't know. So I unfollowed a lot of people on Instagram and I started to follow more positive and inspirational accounts. So now when I go on Instagram, and if you follow me, you see this. So like every now and then I share a quote in my story. And by every now and then, I mean like almost every day or every other day, because I follow a lot more positive accounts now. So when I open Instagram, I immediately get inspiration, motivation, or I see people who are millionaires, like living their best life, living in luxury, like I will one day. And it's basically just more inspiring now because I cleaned it up. And I don't follow the shade room. I do follow Spiritual Word, which is pretty much just another shade room that occasionally posts about the Lord, which is very confusing. But I don't know. I haven't unfollowed them yet because every now and then they post something inspirational. That's how they get me. But for the most part, my Instagram feed is pretty much inspirational content and people living their best lives. So I actually like using the app now. So I would highly recommend cleaning up your social media accounts. If you go on and you see the shade room, you see a bunch of gossip and, you know, all of that nonsense that just makes you gossip and start drama and takes up mental space just talking about people. Honestly, if that's you, then that's you. But if you want to be more productive with your time, you don't want to be around anything negative, then I would highly suggest unfollowing all of these accounts and then telling people not to send you any of that.